Every single person on earth has a message for someone. And that's why every voice matters. Every thought, every opinion, every goal, every dream, every idea, all of it matters. And everybody has a message. And so people are waiting for your message. And so when I say speak your truth, what I mean is I want everyone to have the courage to say what they need to say. And what I mean by beautifully is it's all in the tone. You can speak your truth, which is, hey, get off my lawn, but you have to say it beautifully.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. As always, thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. And you are really in for a treat today. I have to tell you, a while back, my assistant sent me over a list of questions, and she wanted me to answer them because she was going to actually use them in post, use my answers in post. And I thought that was such a cool idea. And what came out of that was I thought, you know what? I think this would be a really cool podcast episode to have somebody come on the show and interview me. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I've taken those questions that she sent and we've added a few more. And so today you're going to find out a little bit more about me and why I do what I do. I know you know me and you know my teaching and you know my sayings that I say to you over and over and over. You know all of that. But today you're going to find out some things that I guess I just don't really even talk about, but I felt that you might find valuable. And so when I decided that I wanted to turn this into a podcast episode, originally I was going to just read you the questions and answer them. And I thought, no, how cool would it be to bring somebody on my show to interview me? And it was 1 second of thought before I knew exactly who I wanted to ask come on the show and interview me. And so with me today on the show is Rodrigo Catano. Rodrigo, thank you so much for coming on to do this for me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And so why did I pick Rodrigo? Well, one, he's been on the show before. I don't remember your episode number. And when I lost all the episodes, all the numbers changed. But it's been a while. I think it's been over a year since you've been on the show, yeah?
Yeah, more than a year, I think.
I think so, too. I think you came on in the first year, seems like. And I'm coming up on 3 years. But Rodrigo worked with me. He was a client of mine. And now we have become colleagues. We've become friends. We see each other at Podcast Movement. We talk. We go to each other for advice. He's just my all-around go-to. And I couldn't think of anybody better that is more supportive of me and my work than Rodrigo. So he's actually got the hands on the questions today. I'm letting go of control.
So Tracy, it's a real pleasure to be interviewing you and learning a little bit more about you and your work. So, you know, I feel very honored to be here, you know, in this position as an interviewer. And just want to start with a very simple question, something that, you know, maybe obvious to you, but I would like to know, why do you love what you do?
Because of people like you, because of the people that I have worked with. Over 28 years, I've probably worked with thousands of people now. It's probably getting into the thousands. And I love what I do because, number one, I know that I'm serving my purpose. But that's just minor in comparison to knowing the impact that this voice work has on people's lives, that this work eliminates suffering, that this work can absolutely change lives, that this work allows for freedom. Because of the impact of what this work does, that's why I love it.
Well, that's amazing. And since you spoke about people, like what type of people do you most enjoy working with and why?
Once again, people like you. And I'll tell you why. Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, people will ask marketers, but they'll ask me that question, well, who's your target market? And I hate that question because my answer is always everybody. And I've had the pleasure of working with the most extraordinary cross-section of industries. You know, right now I've got a funeral director. I've had mid-level managers. I've had celebrities. I've had, I mean, every kind of, you know, neuroscientist. I have had psychiatrists. I have had attorneys. I've had university. I mean, everything. So there really is no... I can't answer that question like, well, I like to work with men that are 32 to 47 who are mid-level managers in the field of X. I could never answer that question. Who I love to work with is all walks of life that, one, are willing to do the work. And by that, I mean they are willing to push through the resistance, to face their own fears, to step into the challenge, that are grateful, that are excited, that are ready to be free. Ready to be free. Those are the kind of people that I can change their lives.
Well, that's awesome. And I've heard you are also involved with the community. And in which ways do you give back to the community, any community?
Well, my first, this is my answer, Mike. This is kind of, this is the one that the fork in the road that goes down the other side. I do work in the community, volunteering my services for certain groups like young people, at-risk people, and certainly one of the groups that I really enjoy volunteering, if you will, my services for assault victims. But since you said any kind of thing in the community, I'll tell you where my true love of volunteering and a lot of my support goes, is this is a real sweet spot for me, is in animals. Animals. I have had, I can't tell you the number of times that I have thought, you know, I'm just going to go buy a piece of property in the Midwest, and I'm going to run an animal rescue because it's just a passion of mine. And then every time I stop, because I know that that's not my purpose on earth. I know that this is my purpose on earth, but when it comes to my resources and volunteer hours and things like that, that's a real, real place of love for me.
And that's quite interesting because, you know, those two sides, they come side by side. But who are you as a, you know, at your core as a human being? Not just what you've done, but what you value in yourself and in others.
Oh, that's a tough one. that's a tough one. I think the thing I value, there's a couple of things that I value the most in myself. One is the extraordinary gift I was given. You know, I don't know if I've ever told this story. I don't know if I ever told you this story. I don't know if I've ever even talked about this story on the show. But I remember when I realized that I actually had a gift to be able to take a voice and tell people exactly what is being heard. I remember I was teaching a workshop in Texas, and there was a young man in it, and he said something, and I looked over at him and I said, oh, I get it. Yeah, you moved here from Ohio, and it's because you were in love with some girl and she broke your heart probably about 6 months ago, and now you can't figure out what to do. You really want to leave. In fact, I bet you really want to go to New York, but you don't know what to do. Is that true? And the whole room fell silent and everybody's mouths dropped. And he said, how did you know that? And I looked around the room and I said, well, didn't all you guys hear that? I thought everybody could hear what I hear. And they can, you know, on the subconscious level. But I did not know I had the gift of being able to say, okay, this is what they're processing. So that is one of the things that I have come to him. And I didn't talk about it for years because I thought, oh my God, people are going to think I'm a lunatic. And so that's one of the things that I love the most about myself. And I think the second thing that I value the most about myself is my empathy. I am truly, 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 even my greatest enemy, the person that has been so mean to me or is so mean to me, I have learned to be able to know that they have to be coming from a place of pain to hurt me. And I think that that's probably one of my greatest qualities. I guess with, you know, I guess there's also kindness and being that I'm a teacher, but I think that the last thing, and this really segues into what I think you asked me what I value so much in others. My dad, who, you know, passed away a year or two ago, who I just adored, always called me an overcomer. That's what he called me. And he would always say to me, Tracy, don't tell the other kids, but you have been able to do things that they never would have been able to survive. And you are an overcomer. Because, I mean, it's, you know, it's just been a lot. And that's what I think of about my clients, about in other people, especially the people I work with, that they're overcomers. You know, they are overcoming their fear of using their voice. They are overcoming they were silenced. They're overcoming they were told to shut up. And so that's the connection piece right there. So and I'm not sure if I even really answered that question, but that's what comes to mind.
Absolutely. And you obviously you're listening to this, but you're not seeing me nodding as Tracy is mentioning all of this. And it's amazing, like when you talk to Tracy and how much she can, you know, understand where you're coming from. So it is a true gift. And I can tell you, you know, from experience that's absolutely amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
And your work, working with voices, yeah. Tell me about a time where you helped someone discover their true voice and how it changed it for you and for the person who you're helping.
Again, another tough one to answer because that's the goal with everybody. That's the goal with everybody I've worked with over the years. And there's been just countless, countless stories of people that, you know, I remember one man in particular when I lived down in Texas, and he came to me and it broke my heart. He literally told me he had stopped talking because when he spoke, he was so beaten down vocally that when he spoke, people would just cut him off. And I helped him find his voice and own the room and get to the next level. And then there was another woman in Australia, and I'll never forget the time that I worked with her. And she said, I came to you to fix my voice. I didn't know you were going to transform my life. And then there was another man in the UK, and he, you know, we were working on business stuff, and I didn't know he was struggling in some relationship issues. And I, you know, he came to me, we fixed all the business stuff. He was able to own the room and be more captivating and get to the next level. But when he told me that it changed his relationship with his family, I mean, that's why I do this work. So I just think it's been too many. I don't know that I could come up with those are three specifics, but there's just so many.
And what is your most satisfying part of your job that you love doing what you're doing?
Well, it's just that. It's that watching the transfer. There's two pieces. Watching the transformation, watching the person from that and hearing the person's voice from that initial call when they're maybe stuck up in a high pitch or their sound is stuck or whatever's going on. And I know I can see the whole thing. I see the whole thing. And then teaching them through the process and watching the ahas and watching them lay things in and watching that entire transformation is beyond magical for me. That is certainly one huge part. That is probably the most satisfying part. But I think that the secondary satisfying piece to that is knowing I'm serving my purpose. Knowing that I was given a gift and I am using it. And I'm using it to help people gain freedom. And I'm using it to change lives. And that's my whole goal. You know, that's my whole mission, is to get everybody to know the power of their voice and for everybody to experience that freedom, that transformation.
And you come, you know, again, as, I'm sorry, I was so involved in the story that I got a bit of lost here.
I was captivating you.
Yeah, like I was completely captivated here. But all these stories have something in common. They're overcoming challenges.
Yeah.
Have you experienced something like overcoming something in your life? And what advice you would give to others who are in similar situations?
Well, I think the funny, beautiful, ironic thing about the things that I have had to overcome in my life are the very reason that I'm a voice coach. I didn't plan to be a voice coach. That was not, you know, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a daddy or a snake. And that didn't work out. So I wanted to be an actress. And it never was on my radar. And it was only really when I got into the work, not even before the work, that I got into the work, that I started putting it together. Oh, my whole story was about being a voice coach. I didn't want to be a voice coach because of my story. What I didn't realize until my mid-20s was my story was the setup to be a voice coach. So I think that there is no doubt in my mind, the greatest thing I overcame was having been silenced, having been not allowed to say no, not allowed to express dreams, goals, ideas, wants, not being able to stand up for myself. And even though I was perceived as super confident, I was an actor. I was an award-winning actor and speaker, and I was really good, but that was on stage. And so where the greatest challenge came was in saying, no, I don't want to do that. No, that's not okay. What I'd really love to do, and being able to stand up to those people that kept me shut down my whole life. And to unravel that has taken my whole lifetime, you know. But I just sit here and smile sometimes and I think, God, you're funny, you know, I couldn't have planned this work this way. There's no way I could have planned it, you know. So I think overcoming having been silenced, having not been allowed to use my voice to set boundaries, and the choices that, you know, the way my life unfolded because of that inability to use my voice, that's what I've worked on my whole life. And that is the gift that I give other people, because I'm not alone. Now, my story, I know, is a little extreme, you know, I mean, it's a little extreme. But there are hundreds and thousands of people. Everyone has been silenced. And there's hundreds and thousands, maybe millions of people that aren't fully making an impact with their purpose because of that silencing. So overcoming that, you know, that's the greatest challenge. And for those that are experiencing that, what I want to say to them is, there is freedom on the other side.
And that's why you say, speak your truth beautifully.
Yeah.
Is there where it comes from?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. And I didn't plan speak your truth beautifully. That was not something I sat down and said, let me think of a tagline. I was recording an episode one day and it came out of my mouth. And I thought, ooh, I like that. And then people started saying it back to me. And so what I mean when I say speak your truth beautifully, I believe that everyone has a message, and I believe that everyone has a message for someone. My audience is my audience. Somebody else's audience is not my audience. But every single person on earth has a message for someone. And that's why every voice matters. Every thought, every opinion, every goal, every dream, every idea, all of it matters. And everybody has a message. And so people are waiting for your message. And so when I say speak your truth, what I mean is I want everyone to have the courage to say what they need to say. And what I mean by beautifully is it's all in the tone. You can speak your truth, which is, hey, get off my lawn, but you have to say it beautifully because we use our tongue, we use our words like a sword, and we cut people to shreds with it. And it absolutely cuts me to the bone. It is the greatest albatross, in my opinion, in our world today, are the words that we choose and the way that we say them. And it is absolutely not necessary. It is not necessary for anyone to fall into the power of their emotions and cut each other up with their words first, and then with their tone. The way I have been spoken to and watched people speak to each other over my lifetime just absolutely blows my mind. But the way I see it happening today, it devastates me. You know, there's an old Southern saying, I grew up in the South, I'm from Texas, and I can't remember the exact words, but it's something like you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. And I believe that. I believe that that is one of my greatest gifts, is I can say anything to anyone, but I say it beautifully. Even in my work, you know, you've worked with me, I cut to the bone. You know, I don't pussyfoot around. I tell you exactly what I hear and how we're going to fix it. And I'm your greatest champion. And I love everyone I work with. But I don't know that anybody walks away from working with me with their feelings hurt. And it's because of how I present that material. Because it's all done. My litmus test, and this is my, then when I work with people, my litmus test is what I'm about to say, how can I say this in such a way to empower this person? And we need a whole lot more of that. Sorry, I get on a little tear over that using your voice beautifully thing, right?
And I adding to that, you have a lot of not only, you know, the empathy, you know, understanding where the person is coming from. And, you know, you have a lot of technical knowledge behind it as well. Like you have the psychology of the voice. How did you learn all of that? It's amazing how you can break down. I'm one of, you know, of your customers who started almost mute. And now I'm here interviewing you. Right. And I know how much, cool. It looks like a walk in a park, you know, like for things that are extremely difficult.
Yeah. So
how do you do that? Where did you learn it?
Well, you know, when I had that incident where I was beaten in that play and I transferred universities and I studied under some of the greatest masters of our time, and I still wasn't doing it with the thought of being a voice coach. You know, my voice got stuck like this, and I got put in some intensive training that is still the foundation, the core of what I teach today. But it was the journey. That's where I learned psychology of the voice. It is my own method, and it came from watching my people. Now, obviously, it came from my own story was a huge part of it, but it came from watching my clients and the same issues and the same struggles. And I was a dialect coach early on. I did a lot of dialect teaching, taught actors dialects and removed dialects from business people. And I got to thinking one day, because I just geek out on this stuff. I think about it all the time. And I thought, why do the Irish sound Irish and Texans sound Texan? And why do we all sound the same? And I was able to link that back to placement, how we hold our face. And what that led to, it was muscle memory, that our voice is literally created by how we hold our face. Some of my colleagues don't believe, you know, don't teach it this way. But after 28 years, it was very, very clear to me, okay, hold on a minute. We all hold our face differently. And then I started looking at the patterns of the people that were coming to work with me. Their sound was stuck in the back of their throat. Their jaw was locked. Their sound was stuck somewhere. They weren't putting their voice out. They weren't using vocal variety. And I started seeing these patterns. And I started asking questions. And I started seeing additional patterns. They had all been silenced. And when I say silenced, all I mean is some teacher or some boss or some parent one time said, "Shut up, nobody wants to hear that." And I literally, it was an evolution, knowing that it's not the words. I learned that years ago. It's not the words. Okay, if it's not the words, what is it? It's the message. The message is in your heart. Well, I learned 35 years ago that the voice is the orchestra of the heart. One of my mentors taught that every single sound we make, he linked every one of them to a musical instrument. So I thought, wait a minute, the voice is the orchestra of the heart. The heart is protected by the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind takes in, hey, shut up, nobody wants to hear you. The subconscious mind shuts the voice down. And so when I figured all this out over time, I just says the psychology of the voice. And that's what voice masks are. You're afraid, you put up a voice mask. You're mad, you put up a voice mask. You're a bully, you put up a voice mask. You are your people pleaser, you put up a voice mask, you know? And it's just been an extraordinary evolution of where our voice comes from and why we do what we do. And why we shut that voice down. Because we're protecting ourselves because we want to fit in. So that's where it came from.
That's where it came from. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, and I think it's amazing the work you do. And I wanted to answer this question myself, but I want to ask you.
Okay.
What makes you different from other vocal coaches in the market?
Well, I'll answer, and then I want to hear your answer. How's that?
Sounds great.
Well, you know, I don't know every voice coach. I don't. I know a lot of voice coaches, and I know a lot of methodologies. There's a lot of methodologies. There's Skinner, there's Lessac, there's Viewpoints, there's all these different methodologies, and I'm not a purist. You know, I was never a purist. I'm kind of a mutt kitty. I studied under all of them. Took a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but my real core teaching, psychology of the voice, comes from what I've observed and what I believe and what I've researched. And I think it is that psychology of the voice that makes me different. Like I say, I don't know everybody's work, and I'm certainly not criticizing everybody's work because everybody learns differently. You know, everybody's not meant for me. But I believe that it is my understanding of the story and the rewriting of the story through technical, very technical work with muscle memory that makes me different. I don't go after the problem. I go after the core. I take people back to where they were before the world got in the way. And that to me is what makes me different and how I'm so individualized. There are no two. Everybody's here for the same issue. Everybody comes to sound more confident or be more captivating or both. That's how I start every conversation with every client over 28 years. But the route is going to be different. And that's one of the things that I love so much about my job, my work, is finding your route, using my gift to figure out how I'm going to get you to the other side. So that's what I think sets me apart. What do you think sets me apart?
Well, when I was looking for someone to help me with my voice, I was looking for someone who could correct my accent. I'm not, wasn't born in North America. I have my accent. And as I was going through the different, and I've struggled a bit, many, many years with this. And there was this very simple online course that I saw, you know, using a technique, and the thing had a deep impact on me. And it had nothing to do with accent and anything to do, like it was completely different, a completely different approach from anyone else that I tried to work with. I said, okay, let me talk to Tracy. And it was amazing because I was trying to solve something that had, it's like treating, you're not treating the core that needs to be changed, but you're, I was trying to treat a side effect or something, and you were able to find exactly where I needed to change internally and the way I sit, I was saying things. And then from there, it was that small little thing that grew up, and now I can, you know, basically say what I want in the way that I want, and I have much more control, and I feel communicating. And that's the differential I see. And it's just that, you know, like it, the results were amazing. That's what I, you know, that's what cool. I experienced, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. And that's what, and there you go. That's why I do this work. And isn't that interesting? I don't think you and I ever, well, we may have played around with it a little bit, but I don't remember working on your accent much.
Minor things.
Like maybe a letter here or there, but not dramatic, right?
Everything was down in my throat.
Your story, yeah.
Like I couldn't, you know, I could change my accent the way, you know, people wouldn't listen to me, you know.
Right.
Is that approach. And we changed, you know, how we placed words, my breath, the way I, you know, breathe when I'm speaking, and wow.
Yeah, that's cool to hear. And it's like, made me think of when you were talking about that, people that, you know, ask me, well, don't you think we should warm up? And I've always been called so unorthodox, you know, and I would say, why you want to warm up the problem? You know, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, I'm all for warming it up, but you're just making that stuck sound louder. Let's get that sucker unstuck or whatever, you know? So yeah, it is. It's a really unique approach. And like I say, I couldn't have figured it out on my own. I mean, it was all orchestrated. Every moment of this career has been orchestrated, you know?
Yeah. And I cannot tell you how much I'm grateful for you and your help.
People like you are the reason that I love what I do.
Yeah. And I would like to ask you, if someone is listening to this interview and this person is struggling to find their voice, would you be able to provide them a quick tip or something that would be able to help them to start developing their voice?
Yeah, another hard question. There's, you know, this is the moment where I want to jump in and do an hour-long answer. But as usual, in typical Tracy fashion, I'm not going to give the answer that you probably would expect. You know, I'm not going to give a technical, well, what you want to do is, you know, blow your lips. This is what I want to say to the person who's struggling to find their voice or to get their sound out or whatever it is stay in the now, because that fear of not sounding good and that mistake that you made, and when you were shamed because you used your voice, and when you were told to be quiet, and when you forgot the words, and all those things that you're afraid of, they are in the past. And I want to say, stay out of the future, because you don't know what's going to happen. You might knock that presentation or that conversation, you might knock it out of the park. So why are you off in the future thinking about everything that could go wrong because of what happened in the past? I want you to stay in the now, and I want you to have a conversation with me. Stop talking at me. Stop thinking about what I'm thinking. Stop thinking about what happened. Stop thinking about what could happen. In the now, what do you want to say to me? Just say it. Have a conversation with me in the now. That's what I'd answer to that.
Awesome. I always learn something new with you, Tracy. That's great.
Well, you know, I'm always learning new things too. I got to be honest with you.
So, Tracy, why do you do this podcast?
Oh, you know, I love that question, because I sat for 5 years going with this voice in my head going, you're a voice coach and you don't have a podcast? Really? You know, so I was sick and tired of listening to that voice, but I was worried about the technical stuff. You know, I mean, I am just not technical. But I thought the number of people that I could reach doing a show, the number of people I could help with technique and with methodologies and with theories and with examples, I could not do a show, you know? And that was the reasoning behind the whole show, was because I believe in this work so much. And I believe that there are so many people that don't even realize what this work is, much less what it can do to change their lives. And this is a big world, and we have an opportunity. We have technology. I love it, even though I don't get it. We have opportunities to reach people all over the world. If I can reach people all over the world, look at the suffering that I can alleviate for people that can't use their voice. So that was why I wanted to do it. And when I first started, you know, it was an episode a week of me teaching, and then an episode that was an interview each week. And I've shifted things around and morphed things around over the years. I talk a little bit more now about those voice matters, if you will, like stop calling people stupid when you're in the computer shop with them and those kind of things. You know, I do episodes like that, but I get good feedback from the listeners that's just as important. But yeah, that's why. That's a great question. That's why I do the show. And that's what the show is about. Helping people, whether it is literal voice technique or whether it is more effective communication theory, story-based teaching. This is what you need to do to speak your truth beautifully. And people, we need to be speaking our truth beautifully now more than ever.
Yeah. And like, you know, we are wrapping up this interview. I just want to learn a little bit more. What are you working on right now? And what are your plans for the near future?
Ooh, well, you know, I'm the most indecisive person ever. And I woke up this year, and the listeners have heard me talk about this, and finally the wheels are in motion. I have some labor of love projects for sure coming up that I'm starting on. One of them is the You Took My Voice documentary. I've got a lot of things in place now, and I'm about to start rolling out those interviews, about to start shooting pretty soon. Because that research needs to be brought to the table. You know, I was really excited about it, and I moved away from it because some things weren't working out, and I came back to it. So that is something that I'm really spending a lot of time on. I am also rolling out two new books that I'm writing, a book on vocal masks, which I'm super excited about. And then I'm writing the stories that are basically the voice stories and what I overcame in a book about, well, it's called Please Come Home, We Want to Ignore You. And it's a book about the voice struggles that I overcame. So I'm working on those two things, and then just kind of refiguring, about to head into 2019, restructuring how I can offer programs that can impact more people, because that's what my mission is. You know, maybe moving away from one-on-one coaching a little bit more into group programs, speaking live, lots of exciting stuff going on. So thank you for asking.
Yeah. And what's the best way to reach you? Like if, you know, someone is interested in getting in touch with you, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Email me is the easiest way. You can go to the website, which is captivatetheroom.com. I've got a lot of free resources up there. But the best way to get a hold of me is just shoot me an email, Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. Of course, I've got the podcast. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. But yeah, you don't have to look too hard to find me.
Okay. And it was an amazing pleasure for me to learn a little bit more about your work and how much passion you put in everything that you do. Yeah. So it was a great pleasure to have you interviewed. And Tracy, thank you so much for the opportunity to have this conversation with you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you were here with me. It was a lot of fun. And I'm glad to hear that you learned something new. And maybe the listeners now will have a better understanding of why I get so fired up and why I'm so driven and why I'm so passionate. Because it's life-changing stuff. You know, it's just
definitely.
Yeah, right. And I just am so, so grateful and honored and blessed to have been given this gift. So thank you again for doing this and for being here. Wouldn't have picked anybody else. And thank you, listeners. As always, I just enjoy being on this voice journey with you. But we're going to wrap it up for today. Certainly go over to Captivate the Room and check out all the new programs and things that are going on. But until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.